Chapter 4. Sustainment during offensive and defensive operations. This chapter provides an overview of sustainment support during large-scale offensive operations and the planning factors unique to offensive operations. The chapter also describes sustainment support during large-scale defensive operations and the planning considerations for defensive operations. Large-scale combat operations. During large-scale combat operations, a corps operates as a tactical echelon exercising OPCON over 2 to 5 divisions and a variety of supporting brigades or battalions. The corps performing this role will require significantly more reinforcements, materiel, and equipment than it would for other types of operations because of the higher operating tempo, greater lethality, and significantly increased consumption rates. The lethal nature of large-scale combat operations increases the propensity for mass casualties, requirements for mortuary affairs, and a robust medical architecture, and large-scale personnel and equipment replacements. Large-scale combat operations will require the distribution system to move a greater volume of personnel and equipment than in other types of operations. Increased velocity and precision will be required to sustain core operations. Sustainment support during offensive operations. An offensive operation is an operation to defeat or destroy enemy forces and gain control of terrain, resources, and population centers, ADP 3.0. Offensive tasks enable commanders to impose their will on the enemy and deprive the enemy of resources, seize decisive terrain, deceive or divert the enemy, develop intelligence, or hold an enemy position. There are 4 offensive tasks executed during large-scale combat operations: movement to contact, attack, exploitation, and pursuit. A movement to contact is a type of offensive operation designed to develop the situation and establish or regain contact, ADP 3-90. An attack is an offensive task that destroys or defeats enemy forces, seizes, and secures terrain, or both, ADP 3-90. Exploitation and pursuit are planned as sequels to an attack. Exploitation is the bold continuation of an attack to maximize success, and pursuit is the relentless destruction of retreating enemy forces who have lost capability to effectively resist. Sustainment units supporting these offensive tasks are focused on sustaining and maintaining the combat power necessary to defeat, destroy, or dislocate enemy forces. During the offense, locks lengthen and requirements for personnel replacements and many classes of supply increase. Successful sustainment commanders and planners act rather than react during offensive operations. Sustainment planners anticipate that the fast pace of the offense generally requires ground or air resupply and may, at times, create a need for emergency resupply. To support offensive operations, sustainment forces at all echelons consider echeloning support assets to expedite replenishment of critical support. Planning considerations during offensive tasks. The sustainment-focused planning considerations that follow are examples of what planners at the field army and corps echelons take into account during offensive operations. Plan for execution of all sustainment functions within the ESC: personnel services, financial management, HSS, and logistics. These include personnel replacement, casualty reporting, medical treatment, medevac, medlog, and all logistics functions. Forecast expected number of casualties and prepare appropriate medical treatment, surgical, and evacuation capabilities. Planners must also assess the best positioning of medical units to ensure support to offensive operations. Anticipate conducting large-scale personnel replacement operations in support of units with high casualties. Anticipate supporting reconstitution operations for maneuver units experiencing high casualties and loss or damage of equipment. Understand unit reorganization as a routine process that occurs on an objective. Reorganization activities should include the integration of replacement personnel when able. Provide guidance to commanders, staffs, and SPOs at all echelons concerning the importance of cross-leveling sustainment and logistics assets. This includes maintenance and recovery capabilities. Plan for all sustainment functions required to build combat power: personnel, supply, maintenance, and medical. Pre-position supply classes 1, water, 3, Bravo/Papa, 4, 5, 8, and 9 as far forward as the tactical situation permits. Consider the use of combat-configured loads. Balance forward positioning of resupply and rapid mobility. Expect high demand for classes 3, 5, and 9 to support offensive preparation efforts. Ensure adequate transportation assets are available to move the required tonnage. Plan for heavy equipment transportation assets to move main battle tanks, infantry or cavalry fighting vehicles, striker systems, and other heavy equipment forward to support the offensive. They will also be required for retrograde of damaged equipment to maintenance collection points. Ensure field maintenance capability is adequate to repair or evacuate damaged equipment to meet readiness requirements and the maneuver commander's intent. This capability requires planned coordination between maintenance and transportation units and likely requires movement control points along routes. Anticipate time needed to execute logistics as distances increase. Anticipate requirements to provide subsistence, medical support, transportation, and shelter to enemy prisoners of war, detainees, and dislocated civilians. Ensure financial managers at each echelon are responsible for capturing increased costs, applying available resources to validate requirements, identifying unfunded requirements, and securing funding for reconstitution requirements. Plan for increased consumption of ammunition by the combat aviation brigades. Forecast for placement of HR assets to support numerous functions, to include inter-theater transient personnel accountability, casualty tracking at Roll 3 Medical Treatment Facilities, MTFs, and postal operations where the OE allows. Plan for the appropriate type of water distribution. During large-scale combat, sustainment planners should expect to distribute only bulk water from the core rear boundary forward to the forward line of own troops. Bottled water requires contracted support and, if used, should only be planned for the joint security area. Plan for the execution of mortuary affairs operations for fatalities as a result of large-scale combat operations. Planners should also prepare for temporary interment when directed by the combatant commander. Sustainment support during movement to contact. Sustainment planners recognize that sustainment support requirements may change rapidly during movement to contact. Once forces make contact, the commander makes the decision to attack, defend, bypass, delay, or withdraw. Changes in priority of support should be weighted towards the security force to continue to provide protection and be able to shift quickly to a new mission. Operational and tactical sustainment support must be tailored to support the mission and task organized appropriately. The ESC assigned to the Corps, with inputs from supported unit S4s and S3s and the Corps G4 and G3, anticipates requirements and consumption rates for fuel and ammunition at the tactical level. The Sustainment Brigade and CSSB SPOs synchronize sustainment support with supported units for unit distribution. Unit distribution is a method of distributing supplies by which the receiving unit is issued supplies in its own area with transportation furnished by the issuing agency, FM4-40. Supplies pre-positioned along supply routes provide options and flexibility to decrease the distance for echeloning sustainment support. Aviation support and reconnaissance are essential to large-scale movements to contact and require more aviation fuel, ammunition, and maintenance. Sustainment planners must understand the tactical situation and position critical support assets in accordance with the core scheme of maneuver for movement to contact. Sustainment support during attack. Sustainment planners at the field army and corps echelon must understand that attacking forces place large demands on BCT and EAB sustainment. Sustainment units locate as far forward as prudence allows. From these forward locations, sustainment units can sustain the attacking force and provide priority of support to the units conducting the main effort. Sustainment planners must understand how a corps will conduct an attack to include who will be the main effort, the supporting effort, and reserve. The operations may utilize capabilities ranging from long-range precision fire systems to attack helicopters and will employ the majority of available combat power. Maintenance requirements and equipment readiness should be addressed prior to beginning an attack. Sustainment planners should anticipate placing fuel, ammunition, and repair parts as far forward as possible to support forces in an attack. As the attacking force advances, sustainment units and capabilities displace forward as required to shorten supply lines, using displacement techniques designed to ensure uninterrupted support to maneuver units. The size of the force a command devotes to the echelon support area security mission depends on the threat to the attacking force's support area. Sustainment support during exploitation and pursuit. An exploitation is a type of offensive operation that usually follows a successful attack and is designed to disorganize the enemy in depth, ADP 3-90. Sustainment planners at the field army and corps echelons must understand exploitation forces require large amount of sustainment support. Maneuver commanders maintain control of forces during exploitation to avoid the overextension of forces, which in turn may be limited more by vehicle failures and the need for fuel than by combat losses and ammunition. Transportation assets and supplies are necessary to sustain maneuver forces and become increasingly important as an exploitation progresses. As supply lines lengthen, route security will also become a problem. The largest possible stocks of fuel, spare parts, and ammunition should accompany the exploiting force so that momentum does not slow for lack of support. When possible, sustainment assets should follow an exploiting force along locks for distribution. Organic maintenance teams within the attacking BCTs repair disabled vehicles or send them to collection points along designated main supply routes for evacuation and repair. A pursuit is a type of offensive operation designed to catch or cut off a hostile force attempting to escape with the aim of destroying it, ADP 3-90. Sustainment planners at the field army and corps echelons must understand that pursuit requires increased consumption of fuel and ammunition. Equipment failures and increased maintenance requirements may also occur during pursuit. Sustainment planners must anticipate these requirements and be prepared to push packages of fuel, ammunition, and repair parts to corps and division forces in the pursuit. Sustainment planners must also be prepared to support the direct pressure force and encircling force during the pursuit. Sustainment commanders must keep the G4 apprised of the status of supplies to ensure the maneuver forces do not outrun their support. The direct pressure force conducts hasty attacks to maintain enemy contact and its forward momentum until the complete destruction of the retreating enemy force. In the pursuit, the direct pressure force usually conducts the main attack until the enemy force has been destroyed or encircled. The direct pressure force consists of armor units and requires increased amounts of fuel and ammunition. An enveloping force moves to the enemy rear area as swiftly as possible by the most advantageous routes to cut off the enemy's retreat and block the enemy's escape. The encircling force requires mobility to cut off the enemy's retreat. The encircling force require increased amounts of fuel and repair parts. Sustainment support during defensive operations. Defensive tasks are conducted to defeat an enemy attack, gain time, economize force, and develop conditions favorable for offensive or stability tasks. As one of the four decisive action tasks, the defense is a major, complex operation conducted to defeat an enemy attack. Defensive tasks set the conditions necessary to regain the initiative through counterattacks. There are three defensive tasks executed during large-scale combat operations: mobile defense, area defense, and retrograde. A mobile defense defeats the attacking forces by permitting the enemy to advance into a position that exposes them to counterattack. An area defense is a type of defensive operation that concentrates on denying enemy forces access to designated terrain for a specific time rather than destroying the enemy outright, ADP 3-90. The retrograde moves friendly forces away from the enemy to gain time, preserve forces, place the enemy in unfavorable positions, or avoid combat under undesirable conditions. During defensive operations, sustainment commanders and staffs anticipate increased requirements in Class 4, 5, and 9 items to support the defensive effort and build Class 3 bulk and package stocks to prepare to transition to offensive operations. Sustainment planners anticipate where the greatest need might occur during operations and consider pre-positioning sustainment stocks far forward to reduce response times for critical support. Planners also consider alternative methods for delivering sustainment in emergencies. Sustainment of defensive tasks requires a coordinated planning effort designed to maximize synchronization, integration, and continuity of support at all echelons. Commanders and staffs at every echelon must anticipate operational requirements, be responsive in requisitioning and distributing resources, and be prepared to improvise tactics and techniques for execution that ensure responsiveness even in unexpected situations. Planning considerations during defensive operations. The sustainment planning considerations that follow are examples of what sustainment planners at the field army and corps echelon may consider during defensive operations. The ESC and subordinate sustainment brigades and CSSBs planners must also plan for execution of all sustainment functions and associated sub-functions of supported units at all echelons, personnel services, financial management, HSS, and logistics. These include personnel replacement, casualty reporting, medical treatment, medevac, medlog, and all logistics functions. Understand that resupply and support elements may have to operate outside the unit boundaries and beyond the forward line of own troops while supporting covering, guard, screening, and counter and spoiling attack forces. Sustainment units must understand tactical enabling tasks and OPCON measures used by maneuver forces in perimeter defense. Plan for all sustainment functions required to build combat power, personnel, supply, maintenance, and medical. Ensure adequate transportation for classes 1, water, 3 Bravo/Papa, 4, 5, 8, and 9. Also consider the use of mission-configured loads. Balance forward positioning of supplies with the requirement for rapid mobility. Ensure that proper handling and storage requirements are addressed for temperature-sensitive medical products. Expect high demand for classes 4 and 5 to support defense preparation efforts. Ensure adequate transportation assets are available to move the required tonnage. Plan for heavy equipment transportation assets to support the retrograde defense task. This transportation is required to move serviceable and unserviceable main battle tanks, infantry or cavalry fighting vehicles, striker systems, and other heavy equipment away from the enemy. Plan for the appropriate type of water distribution. During large-scale combat, sustainment planners should expect to distribute only bulk water from the core rear boundary forward to the forward line of own troops. Bottled water requires contracted support and, if used, should only be planned for the joint security area. Expect competition between the need to support unit mobility and the need to conduct distribution operations. Plan for mobility and transportation support to units fighting over a dispersed area in a static area defense and in a dynamic mobile or retrograde defense. Plan for troop transportation assets to support the retrograde defense task. This is required to move large numbers of personnel during the retrograde. Plan for backhaul of equipment and supplies during the retrograde. This is for serviceable and unserviceable equipment and repairable Class 9 items. Echelon support for the retrograde task to ensure seamless movement from the main battle area to the support areas. Coordinate with the supporting units to provide support to core units when conducting retrograde movement. Expect an increase in demand for Class 8, medical materiel and blood products. Plan for limited visibility and limited distribution routes. Plan for maximum use of unit distribution. Plan for reinforcing support to aviation brigades for downed aircraft recovery operations. Expect increase in aerial delivery operations. Anticipate mass casualties and large-scale personnel replacements to include potential reconstitution of severely degraded units. Plan for continuous replacement operations, specifically the transportation and integration of replacement personnel into units in the tactical close area. Plan to use PACE communications plans to maintain personnel asset visibility and logstat reporting. Sustainment during mobile defense. Sustaining a mobile defense requires sustainment planners to look beyond the fixing force's supporting effort to support the striking force's counterattack. The greater the distance the striking force must cover when moving from its assembly area to its final objective, the greater the amount of supplies needed to support that move. The mobile defense typically requires more fuel, provides less time for maintenance repairs, and requires more complex casualty evacuation procedures due to the dynamic nature of this defense. Commanders establish casualty evacuation procedures for both the fixing force and the striking force and ensure that all unit personnel are trained in first aid procedures, self-aid, buddy aid, and combat lifesaver, evacuation of the sick and wounded, and medical aspects of injury prevention. The fixing force will likely suffer a higher percentage of casualties than the striking force as it absorbs the enemy's attack. When the striking force must move a considerable distance from its sustaining base, the commander should consider establishing a forward logistics element. See ATP 4-02.13 for more information on casualty evacuation. See Chapter 4 of the print version of this publication for additional sustainment considerations. Sustainment during area defense. The sustainment mission in an area defense requires a careful balance between forward positioning of supplies and maintaining the responsiveness and rapid mobility necessary to ensure survivability of sustainment assets. The area defense typically consumes less fuel, provides more time for maintenance repairs, and requires less complex casualty evacuation procedures due to the static nature of this defense. Priorities for replenishment are normally ammunition and materials to construct obstacles and defensive positions. Maintenance and medical support, with their associated repair parts and medical supplies, are located as far forward on the battlefield as possible. There may be an increased demand for decontaminants and seaburn collective and personal protective equipment. The commander considers stockpiling or caching ammunition and limited amounts of petroleum products centrally within the main operational area. The supply of obstacle materials in an area defense poses a significant challenge that requires detailed coordination and involves long lead times. Push packages of these supplies ensure units engaged in defensive operations receive needed supplies. The commander plans for the transportation and manpower required in obtaining, moving, and uncrating barrier material and associated obstacles-creating munitions, such as demolition charges and mines. The use of echeloned support also enhances sustainment capabilities during the area defense. Supported commanders must ensure that their sustainment staff officers and supporting sustainment commanders understand their tactical intent. These officers and commanders can then establish support priorities in accordance with the commander's intent and plan sustainment operations to ensure the supportability of the operations. See Chapter 4 of the print version of this publication for additional sustainment considerations. Sustainment during retrograde. Sustainment support of a retrograde typically requires the sustainment of forces engaging the enemy, the organized movement away from the enemy, and the protection of sustainment capabilities and resources in echelon support. Regardless of the type of retrograde, all echelons of sustainment need to prepare contingency plans to ensure an uninterrupted flow of support to the maneuver units tactically employed in defensive combat, while at the same time displacing or preparing to displace supporting units. planners should incorporate heavy equipment transportation assets to support the retrograde defense task. During retrograde operations, sustainment units echelon their movements to maintain adequate support to the committed force. Sustainment units also maintain maximum dispersion consistent with control and local security. Their goal is to provide uninterrupted support and maximum protection during the time it takes to conduct the retrograde operation. By echeloning support, the commander reduces the amount of time each sustainment unit spends moving, preventing it from performing its primary support tasks. To reduce congestion and interference with the operations of other units, the commander should displace supporting sustainment assets as early as possible, normally during periods of limited visibility. The early displacement of sustainment units can also conceal friendly future operations from the enemy. Commanders anticipate the effects of retrograde movements on sustainment elements to ensure adequate support for the operation and the prompt evacuation of casualties. Retrograde movements generally result in increased distances between sustainment and combat units, which make providing retrograde operations support more difficult. Retrograde operations generally require more Class 3 and possibly more Class 5 supplies than other defensive tasks. Increased supply of bulk fuel and ammunition combine to increase the demand for transportation assets and space on main supply routes. This, in turn, increases the need for movement control and pre-positioned services and supplies. Sustainment units carry and cache necessary fuel and ammunition stocks as required by the specific situation. See Chapter 4 of the print version of this publication for additional sustainment considerations.